this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Trump tweets Putin's praises. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats after the Obama administration imposed new sanctions against Russia. On Twitter Friday, the president-elect said, quote, great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart, unquote. Earlier, Putin released a statement that said that Russia would not expel any U.S. diplomats in retaliation for the sanctions imposed because of Russia's intelligence agency's interference in November's election. 35 Russian government officials were given 72 hours to leave the United States for acting in a manner inconsistent with their diplomatic status and consular activities. On Thursday, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security released a report that blamed Russia's intelligence agencies for hacks intended to influence the 2016 presidential election. A nationwide ceasefire appeared to be largely holding Friday across most of Syria, but there were clashes near Damascus and Syrian government airstrikes against rebels in Hama province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Syrian government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province. The observatory added that Wadi Barada near Damascus had also been attacked, but the Syrian military denied that claim. The ceasefire started at midnight local time after a deal was worked out between Russia, the Syrian government, some of the rebel factions, and Turkey. It does not include Islamist groups, the Islamic State, or Kurdish fighters. This is VOA News. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes Friday on the second day of a renewed push to take the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple explosions were reported in different parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties had been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters that Iraqi forces had successfully disabled a number of bombs. The U.S.-led coalition also admitted Thursday that it might have killed civilians in an airstrike targeting a van full of Islamic State fighters in what was later determined to be a hospital compound parking lot. Residents of the Al-Sama neighborhood on the outskirts of Mosul were also seen fleeing towards camps for internally displaced persons or other safe locations Friday as fighting throughout the city intensified. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017 on Saturday. Added security is in place in many cities because of the threat of terrorism following attacks this year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany. The German capital has added concrete barriers and armored cars near the traditional Brandenburg Gate celebration venue. Paris has fortified the Champs-Élysées with traffic barriers and armed soldiers. French Interior Minister Bruno Le Roux said Friday that extra security will make for a safe celebration. He said it's an opportunity for us together to say that people should come and visit our country to party and spend their holidays. We can guarantee the safety of our citizens and that of tourists. In central London, armed police will be deployed on board underground trains for the first time. New York officials have positioned dozens of dump trucks weighed down with sand in the Times Square area to act as a protective barrier. The new year will also mark the end of Ban Ki-moon's term as UN Secretary General. On Saturday, he will pull the switch that will activate a giant crystal ball that descends in New York's Times Square. Ban took some time on Friday to say goodbye to UN staff and thank them for their hard work. Ban's term ends on January 1st. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing lower. The Dow missed the 20,000 mark, dropping 0.29%. European markets closed higher. Asian stocks were mixed. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.